Daily info.
Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about polls, painting and prizes.
I've got street food, speeches and cycling. But to start off, that lovely music you heard today is our new jingle, which has been made for us really kindly by the Young Women's Music Project. And if you want to hear more about them, we've got an interview actually with Zara, who helps run it, in our Oxcast Extra. But yes, I mean, didn't you like it? I really like that. I think it's really catchy. Cool. I think it's good.
I think other people should send in their jingles as well. Yes. I think we should have loads of them.
Good idea.
Let us know what you think of this one as well.
If you want to make a jingle, send it in. But for the moment, we'll be playing this one, which is just great. So listen out to that. The next thing we should mention is our truck competition.
We're having some really nice entries. We're asking for people to send us their tips for camping, or particularly camping at festivals. Lots of people saying baby wipes, which is an obvious one.
Yeah, but they're getting funnier now, which is good. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like pirate flagpoles and things.
Yeah, tell us some of your stories as well, because we like to be entertained.
Exactly.
You have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Truck Festival this summer. It's going to be the third weekend in July, and they have an amazing lineup. They're going to have Basement Jacks, Clean Bandit, The Charlatans, Shy FX, and what I'm particularly excited about, DJ Luck and MC Neat for those old school garage fans.
But let's start then with our Oxford fact, which we do every week. And this week it comes from Facebook, from one of our Facebook users, Amanda. And she has told us that Oxford has over 1,500 listed buildings, which I think a lot of people do know.
1,500?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. It's over twice the national average of grade one and two star buildings. So I think there's two and two star. But anyway,
they probably have more listed buildings than unlisted buildings.
Probably, especially in the centre.
Yeah.
But I thought, just to make this a little bit more interesting, I should try and include one of the more exciting listed buildings. So Broughton Castle, which is one of the listed buildings. The exciting things about that are that in 2008 they had a visit from Batman and Robin in the Batmobile.
Whoa.
Which was cool. It actually wasn't Batman and Robin, but it was still a Batmobile and it was still cool.
Del Boy and Rodney.
And in June, on the 21st of June this year, they're going to be filming the Antiques Roadshow there.
Wait, where is this?
Broughton Castle.
We've had a little bit of an office clear out in the last couple of days as well. Maybe we can find some stuff to bring along to Antiques Roadshow.
Yes, good idea.
Some of our 50-year-old sheets.
Very exciting. Let's move on to our first event for the week now, which is Art Weeks. And there's loads of things going on all across the city. Check on their website for more information and you can find which exhibits you want to go and see, because there's just so many. Or you can sort of pick an area and then walk around as well.
They have a really handy interactive map, so you can just kind of zoom in and it'll show you all of the different locations. And you can just go to, like, five in a day or even more. It's basically everyone opening up their studios, any artists around the city, and also any art spaces that are hosting exhibitions as well. But we've picked a couple to chat about. I picked one at St Michael at the Northgate in the centre of Oxford, and this is in the Fair Trade shop. There's going to be a photography exhibition being hosted for the next week, and it's all around the theme of fair trade. So it's putting fair trade products into a different perspective, and it's photographs of these objects. But what I liked about it is, and what's nice about Art Weeks, is that often these exhibitions are in the perfect setting for the exhibition. So this one is about fair trade products and it's in the fair trade shop at St Michael at the Northgate. So you can go along to see that during their opening hours over the next week or so. But yeah, as we said, there's loads more going on as well, and that one's totally free.
So the one I've picked is at the house or open residence of Patricia Freeman, who's a jeweller, but it's actually a combination of artists who are exhibiting there. So as well as Patricia's jewellery, there's also going to be watercolours up on the walls, and there's loads of potteries and ceramics, and then you can go out into the garden as well, and she set things up in the garden, and just her own art is out there anyway, so you can just have a look. So out in the garden, there are also sculptures from Pam Foley, who we have interview with on our Oxcast Extra as well, if you want to listen to that. That's about a festival kicking the bucket. So lots of different artists exhibiting at Patricia Freeman's. And this is in Charlbury. It's 4 Enston Road. And there are loads of other exhibits around, and Charlbury's quite small, so you can, if you want, take a little day out and then go and walk around all the other exhibits as well. This is on until Sunday, And as I said, there is more on the website, so have a look at artweeks.org for more information. But now on to some theatre. Hoax Bluff is the Playhouse Plays Out Theatre of this week. It's at the West Oxford Community Centre on Thursday at 7:30.
I keep reading this as Bloke's Huff every time I see it.
Bloke's Huff? Does that even mean? It's not that. Oh dear. No, it's not that. This is a production put on by Action Hero, who are just two people, a duo, Gemma Paynton and James Stenhouse, who do stuff. I think they're originally from Bristol, but they do stuff all over the country. And this is a play about American high school cliches, using, you know, your typical high school film cliche of like a jock and a cheerleader, but trying to tell like quite a genuine story with it. And I found it really interesting, actually, one of the quotes on their website says that it navigates the curious territory in which our emotional responses to American dreams outweigh our rational understanding of what America and the Western world really stands for. Which I think is quite interesting and quite, I don't know, maybe it's just because I've got one American and one English parent and they're always fighting about what the Brits think of America from these films and then what it actually is. So it'll be really interesting, and it'll be interesting to see what they do with it as well, because how can you just use these cliches and then make a genuine film? I don't know. There's also just two of them, and it's going to be set in the gym or basketball court or whatever, so I'm not sure how they're going to do that as a play as well. It's on at the West Oxford Community Centre on Thursday at 7:30, and it's £13 or £11 concessions.
I think they've got some opt-in tickets for that as well, so if you're under 26 and you have an opt-in card, you might be able to get some free tickets as well. But Thursday, as I'm sure everyone knows, is election day, May the 7th. Poll stations are going to be opening at 7 a.m. in the morning, open till 10 p.m. at night, so do make sure you know where you're going to be going. And make sure you pick out a time to go along and exercise your democratic right. So a little bit of an overview of the state of the constituencies in Oxfordshire. Oxford West and Abingdon is likely to be announced pretty late on if you're going to be staying up for election night, around 6 a.m. they reckon. It was a really marginal seat last time around in 2010, and is expected to be again between incumbent Nicola Blackwood for the Conservatives and Leila Morin for the Lib Dems. Last time there were only 176 votes between the two parties, because I think there was a change of the boundaries that meant that a couple of Oxford colleges were cut out, and the seat changed from Lib Dem to Conservatives in 2010. And it was the 10th closest constituency race in the UK in the last election.
Whoa.
It was that small. But the number one was a constituency in Northern Ireland, which had only 4 votes between the first and second place. God.
Did they not have a recount?
They had loads of recounts, so they came out as 4. Sinn Féin winning that one. The other local seats are likely to remain unchanged, we reckon. Andrew Smith for Labour has about 10 points on the Lib Dems, who were runners-up last time in East Oxford. You'd think David Cameron should be able to hold on to his Witney seat. Henley has been Conservative seat since 1910, Banbury Conservative since 1922, and Wantage has only ever been won by the Conservatives, which is a constituency formed in 1983. So I think pretty much the whole county is looking like it's going to be blue, with the exception of the little blob of red in East Oxford. But you never know what's going to happen in Oxford West Abingdon. Make sure you vote, especially if you're living in Jericho, Wolvercote, Abingdon areas, because it's going to be really tight. Whichever way you're voting, just make sure you go out and do that between 7 and 10 tomorrow.
And if you do want to stay up till 6, then we may be staying up till 6 as well, or possibly longer, so you can follow us and stay up all night with us.
You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, where we'll be tweeting some updates through the night. We'll see how long we stay up. We should be at the East Oxford Count happening at the Town Hall through the night and into the morning.
If you don't want to stay up all night on Thursday, you should still follow us on Twitter anyway at Daily Info Oxford, or find us on Facebook at Daily Info Oxford.
Do subscribe to the podcast to make sure that you get these super interesting events downloaded straight to your device each Wednesday.
Didn't sound very convinced on that. They are. And if you do want to find any more about these events, you can find them from our What's On page, or you can subscribe to our weekly What's On newsletter and get that straight to your email every Friday.
We're hiring at the moment, and there's a few more days until the application deadline, so have a look on the job section of our website, dailyinfo.co.uk/jobs, if you want to come and work here.
And don't forget to send in your top camping tips to our truck festival competition.
More events now though, and at the New Theatre on Friday, Paul Merton's Impro Chums are going to be performing. at 8 o'clock. So this is Paul Merton, Mike McShane, Lee Simpson, Richard French and Suki Webster, who are going to be presenting a show which is entirely improvised and based on suggestions from the audience. So it's going to be a different show every night, which is pretty cool on their tour. And you could be influencing what actually happens on stage. It should be really funny. I mean, if anyone's, surely everyone's seen Paul Merton doing something or heard him on the radio. And you can just imagine the awesome scenarios he's going to come up with. He's just unbelievably quick-witted. Tickets are £25. And apparently the show is going to be 2 hours and 5 minutes long, which
it's
I think
long,
is...
It's long, isn't it?
It's also a very precise amount of time for an improvised show. But anyway, yeah, that's going to be starting at the New Theatre on Friday at 8 o'clock.
So another thing happening on Friday, hopefully, if the weather's nice for this one, is the Bitten Street Street Food Fair is back again at the Oxford Castle. This is their night market, so it's happening from 5 till 9 in the evening. It's free, of course, to go along, but then all the street foods, you can buy stuff or you can buy drinks. So there's also going to be music, craft lager, cocktails and cake. They've got happy cakes, which always go there, which is really nice. Some of the vendors include shredded meat, happy cakes, as I said already, Barefoot Kitchen and A Taste of Vietnam is going to be at this one as well. So that's on Friday, 5 till 9 at the Oxford Castle. They're also running a competition on Facebook and Twitter at the moment to win a £20 voucher that you can spend there. So that'd be really nice. Yeah. So I think they're giving one away on Twitter and one away on Facebook. So have a look at that competition. You have to like their poster and there's already quite a few likes. So
you shouldn't be telling them that. We want to win it.
True, yeah. No. Don't, we're going to go. That's Friday, 5 till 9 at the Oxford Castle.
This is a little reminder now for any artists out there, or budding artists. The Oxford Art Prize draw registration closes at midnight on Friday. Now, this is being run by the O3 Gallery and the Council. And basically, on the 6th and 7th of June, artists will have to bring along their materials to an agreed location in Oxford and go to work. Then artists can complete their work at home before submission at the end of August. Submissions will then be exhibited at the O3 Gallery and at the Town Hall, and there's some pretty good prizes on offer. So first prize is £5,000 cash.
Whoa.
Runner-up gets the use of the Lifeboat Art Studio in Port Leven, Cornwall, plus luxury accommodation for two, which again is a pretty good runner-up prize. And either way, you get all your work exhibited at the gallery and at the Town Hall. So entry fee is £25, and although it's a few weeks until the actual thing, registration does close at midnight on Friday. So if you're interested in that at all, do have a look on the O3 website and enter the competition.
I think there's a kids competition as well, which costs a bit less to enter.
Yeah, I think it's only about a fiver if you're a kid and you want to enter.
What do you win if you're a kid? Do you win £5,000? That'd be great.
I'm not sure.
Can you do a kid's drawing?
So you could just paint something with your left hand and then put age 7 on it.
Yeah. On to Saturday night now, and we've got some music for you. This is at Harcourt Arms. They're doing a band night on Saturday, 8 till 11 p.m., and it's totally free. So they've got the Black Feathers playing, who are an Americano duo from Gloucestershire, Richard Brotherton, who does acoustic blues, and then Andy Robbins, who's also a sort of bluesy person, but is local, so that's very nice. So that's going to be on Saturday. I guess if the weather's nice, they might move it out into the garden, which I didn't even realise they have, and I live in Jericho, and I'm now really tempted to go. I might even go tonight, because on Wednesdays, they do Prosecco Wednesdays, where you can get a bottle of Prosecco for £15.
Isn't every Wednesday Prosecco Wednesdays?
No, it is, yeah. But
cheaper.
Exactly. So this is at the Harcourt Arms down in Jericho, which is a lovely little pub, and it's on from 8 p.m. on Saturday.
If you want to review the gig at the Harcourt Arms, you can submit your own review to Daily Info, where we have reviews of all the latest theatre productions happening in Oxford, concerts and cinema.
Yes, cinema. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Did you see our smooth segue there? Yes, the Green Film Festival is running on Saturday and Sunday at the UPP. This festival runs annually across the country and usually is over about a week. But this year, I guess in Oxford, it's just coming for the weekend. And they're showing two films at the UPP. The one on Saturday is called Good Things Await. It starts at 4 p.m. and you can get tickets online for that. This is a Danish film, but it does have subtitles. And it came out only last year, so it's quite new. And it's a film about Neil Stockholm, who is a farmer who runs a biodynamic farm, which is facing closure. So the film is all about that and all about how he's got to reinvent his farming techniques, I guess. And then on Sunday, the film is called Bike Versus Cars, and this is at 5:30. And this covers all parts of the world, talks to cycling activists who are trying to get safe cycle lanes, and also just cyclists who are not so much on the ground, but are just generally trying to fight against an ever-growing car industry, which is never going to be good for the environment. And this is Bikes Versus Cars at 5:30 on Sunday. So I think you can get tickets to both or just get them individually, but all the information is on the UPP website, so go and have a look there.
Also, if you like Good Things Await, then I can recommend another cow farming documentary from a couple of years ago. It's called The Moo Man, and it's a lovely film about a farmer and his favourite Frisian called Ida.
Who knew you'd just be able to pull out a cow farming
I saw the Phoenix film. And there was a Q&A. It was amazing. Oh, yeah. Anyway, on Sunday afternoon in Jericho, there's going to be Phil and Jim's Nearly New Sale. This is at Philip and James School on Navigation Way in North Jericho, and it's going to be a sale of all children's items, basically. It's ages 0 to 11, and it's going to be with clothes, toys, books and bikes, and it costs £1 per adult to go along. Sellers will receive 75% of the proceeds of their sale, with the rest going towards the school, and it's going to be from 1 till 3 o'clock.
Sounds like quite a good deal, so you can go get new stuff for your kids and
get rid of all the old stuff
and make money all at the same time.
Yeah.
Great. Well, finally now, something for next week. On Tuesday, starting on Tuesday, The King's Speech is going to be coming to the Oxford Playhouse.
With Jason Donovan.
Jason Donovan's in it, yep. I read a review that was saying how he's doing such a great job because he knows what it's like to be displaced from his hometown or things like that. It's quite interesting. Don't know how true that is, but it is definitely true that him and Raymond Coulthard are doing an amazing job from what everyone's saying. So The King's Speech, most people have seen the film, so you probably know. But just briefly, Bertie is crowned King George VI and has to start speech therapy with Lionel Logue in preparation for his address to the nation for just before World War II begins. This production has been touring around, and I think it's the second stage adaptation that's happened since the film came out. Go along and see for yourself. There's a lot of hype around it. I think tickets will be selling really fast for this. From the trailer, it seems like Raymond Coulthard's mannerisms are just uncannily like Colin Firth, and I didn't really know what to make of that. It almost seemed a bit weird, but they are very, very good from what reviews are saying from Birmingham and other places that it's been. So this will be at the Oxford Playhouse on Tuesday. It's at 7:30, and get your tickets for it quickly.
We'll be sending along one of our reviewers to opening night, so do look out for her review, and we'll be sending people to the Green Film Festival as well.
And if you want to find a place to live or buy a pet or see if someone's found the keys that you lost at the weekend, you can do all of that on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Remember to enter our truck competition, which is open for another few days, and you might be in with a chance of winning a pair of tickets to truck in July.
Subscribe to our Oxcast to get it every week on iTunes, and also listen to our Oxcast Extra, because we've mentioned a few interviews from that this week. But most of all, remember to vote.
Thanks again to the Young Women's Music Project for making us their little jingle. Mm. Here it is.
Daily info. Daily info. Daily info. Daily info. Daily info.